Talent IQ. Identify your company's top performers, improve or remove underachievers, boost productivity and profit. Author, Emmett C. Murphy. Recognizing talent is a leader's most needed task. Today, an organization's fate depends on its ability to identify, coach, retain and replace talent when needed. Talent without achievement is reduced to only potential. The seven principles of achievement. 1. Embrace achievement. 2. Be pragmatic. 3. Practice strategic humility. 4. Partner with your customer. 5. Make a total commitment. 6. Maintain optimism. 7. Accept responsibility. Select achievers. Challenges require brilliant selection of talent. Selecting talents becomes the make or break decision. The process of how selection in great organizations go by. Step 1. Identification. It's advisable to do an informal poll on your organization and ask high achievers what their top 3 challenges. Step 2. Selection. Any selection should never lack a previous interactive dialogue between both parties in where questions can be asked freely. Step 3. Reselection. The assumption, of course, is that as long as you have hired the best, then automatically you should achieve the best results. But that's not always the case. Either you might have new managers recently assigned to new tasks or long-term managers who have ceased to focus for some time on their team, which in both cases might fail to recognize the changing circumstances around them. In such cases, a reselection interview should be considered. Coach for achievement. Great coaches work to accelerate the learning curve for talented people. A coach must understand the realities facing a company and what the company needs from the individual being coached. For coaching to succeed, you must clearly define the reason for undertaking it, take action, and measure results in terms of that reason. While coaching helps to improve individual performance and skills, it must first support the organization's goals. Improve or remove talent on the bubble. The people called talent on the bubble are midway performers. They are the ones who must either be improved or removed. When an employee is a talent on the bubble, his behavior may put the whole organization at risk. There are 13 talent on the bubble types that fall under 3 categories. Those of server, innovator, and manager. Server fulfills basic human needs for physical connection and relevance to daily survival needs for his partners. Innovator fulfills the needs for continuous adaption, change, and intellectual growth of the organization. Manager fulfills needs for security and community, securing alignment and distribution of resources, provides direction regarding the rules, goals, and objectives that guide a company. Managing people noise. Great organizations cut through noise and confusion to make sure that essential messages come through loud and clear. They realize they must communicate their commitment every day in every way. People noise is all those sounds and activities that tend to disrupt or even cancel out the clear communication that's essential to building and holding together the talented people necessary for success. 8 steps to dealing with people noise. 1. Define the challenge. 2. Diagnose the cause. 3. Create a plan. 4. Tune in. An effective message includes 4 subtle variations on the same message, which gives something to each style of communicator. 5. Tune out interfaces attack and undermine one's attempt to communicate. 6. Cut through going directly to the front lines of service. 7. Stay on message. Strengthen your message through consistency, repetition, clarification, and simplification. 8. Practice rapid response communication. Talent leaders quickly accept responsibility for any part they may have played in the crisis. Leadership has 9 roles to play. Selector, to select for the customer. Problem solver, to produce results. Protector, diagnose and reduce threats to the organization well-being. Healer, mend the fabric of organization life. Communicator, to build and develop relationships. Evaluator, to enhance individual performance. Negotiator, to serve the customer by building consensus on what needs to be done. Team builder, to create a whole greater than the sum of its parts. Organization-wide evaluator includes everyone from the board members to frontline services. The best benefit from such an evaluation comes from sharing the results. Improve team IQ. You and your team engage in self-assessment of problem-solving styles. Encapsulate the problem and the team's goal. brainstorm the situation and events that created and surrounded it. A filtering process should take place when you refine items from the situation list into problems for analysis. Generate ideas for solving each problem. Evaluate the acceptability of your proposed solutions through a cost-benefit analysis. The solutions you come up in step 6 become part of your plan when you submit for authorization and feedback. Upon receipt of authorization, implementation commences, followed by an evaluation of results. Manage conflict now. It isn't that different than the arguing of two kids complaining to one of their parents. You can follow a 10-step conflict resolution process. It starts by listening to party A, move to observe, and then listen to party B. Next will be problem solving with party B, meet with parties A and B, clarify each party's position, guide the dialogue, search for a solution, seek consensus, and finally implement a decision. Design a leadership talent map for the future. Leadership talent mapping is a problem-solving process driven by self-assessment and an affirmation of the importance of the individual and team achievement. It creates a picture of how well individuals, teams, and the whole organization are aligned for achievement of present and future goals. The Leadership Talent Mapping Checklist. Define the organization's mission for the present and the future. Plan for the future by understanding the present. Determine whether the right people are in the right place at the right time for the right reason and cost. Build the data set for your talent map from the individual on up. Involve individuals in guided self-assessment processes. Use a consistent 5-part methodology for conducting the individual self-assessment. Share the results, compare your results to talent IQ benchmarks. Initiate problem solving to improve alignment. Repeat the process to maintain focus and measure results.